Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Open Crypto, the news channel where we talk about all things cryptocurrency and finance. So let's look at cake.com of ABC here. At least I think that's how you say it. China's economic growth will slow sharply in 2022, World Bank says. This is by Lara He of CNN Business here. The World Bank has cut its forecast for China's economic growth this year and next, as the world's second largest economy faces mounting headwinds from the new variant of the global situation that we are in. I can't exactly say it because I don't want to get banned, to a severe property sector downturn. And obviously, I don't want to get banned because, you know, I stand on the opposite side of what these people do, and they'll use anything they can to try and come after people like us, essentially. So I'm trying to kind of mitigate that so we can kind of push our word out. I'm not trying to be, you know, hide in a corner or anything like that, but, you know, I'm coming out and saying all these things against kind of what they're going for at this point. So to do anything to kind of, you know, shine the light in another direction is good. Moving on here. The bank now expects China's GDP to expand 8% in 2021 compared with a year ago. That's lower than its previous forecast. In October, the World Bank expected China to grow 8.1% this year in June and projected a growth of 8.5%. So it also cut its 2022 forecast from 5.4 to 5.1, which would mark its second slowest pace of growth for China since 1990, when the country's economy increased by 3.9% following international sanctions related to the certain massacre that happened in a certain shape in 1989, if you know what I mean. In a certain city in China, in a certain town where there were tanks and stuff like that, and there was perhaps a massacre in 1989, but China's economy grew 2.2% in 2020 here. That is abysmal for China. Downside risks to China's economic outlook have increased, the World Bank said on Wednesday in its latest report on China's economy. So why the World Bank would come out against China and say something like this is interesting, because you would think that China and the World Bank would kind of be in cahoots a little bit, but why they're saying this is some interesting geopolitical, you know, positioning, I guess. I'd have to, you know, read into this a little bit more, kind of do some more research, but we're going to continue reading this article. Renewed domestic sickness outbreaks, including of the Omicron variant, could lead to more broad-based and longer-lasting restrictions and cause further disruptions to economic activity, it said. In addition, a severe and prolonged downturn in the highly leveraged property sector might have significant reverberations across the economy, it added. So really, this is getting into the I'm not going to read the rest of this because it's pretty long, but it's going into the whole Evergrande thing, the Chinese real estate market, how everything's crashing right now, and Evergrande and another company actually defaulted on their debts, and now that's affecting China's economy, right? Because it's saying it's dropping its expectations from 5.4 to 5.1 here, which isn't actually that big of a drop. It's 0.3%, but still, for China, that is not too good. It should be growing at something like 10% almost a year, 8% almost a year, something like that. But the fact that it only grew 2.2% in 2020 is terrible, and it's only going to grow 5 to 5.4% in 2022. That is not good enough to try and catch up with the United States. At this point, unless something catastrophic happens to the U.S. But let's go to the next article here and kind of expand upon this. Nikkei Asia, this website here. Tencent and Alibaba vanish from the world's top 10 by market cap. So what's going on here? Tokyo Tencent Holdings and Alibaba Group Holding have dropped out of the global top 10 companies in market capitalization. New data shows, leaving no Chinese members left on the list. Tencent ranked 7th at the end of 2020, according to Quick FactSet database, with Alibaba at number 9. Tencent peaked at 6th this past February before its market cap tumbled 40% or so. It languished in its 11th place on Friday here. So we're obviously seeing that the market capitalization of a lot of these Chinese companies are falling like crazy, along with the real estate market in China collapsing. But I'm going to look at Infinite Market Cap here and kind of show you guys and explain to you guys who are listening what exactly I mean by this. So we see Facebook, it's at number 10th place behind Bitcoin. Facebook is sitting at $914 billion in market cap, right? And that puts it at number 10. Bitcoin, of course, being $923 billion at number 9. Tesla, $996 At number eight, and silver at $1.2 trillion. And of course, you have Amazon, Saudi Aramco, Google, Microsoft, and then Apple at the top. But we are, and actually gold at the top, but it's $11 trillion. But, you know, so Alibaba and Tencent. So Tencent used to be at number seven, right? Which is where silver currently is at now in terms of, and not necessarily in terms of market cap, but its placement in, you know, the market cap of all, you know, companies. So it's interesting here because Tencent has fallen all the way to 14th place here. It's at $548 billion. So it's lost 40% of its value. It was worth something like, what, $700 billion, $800 billion at one point. And then if we have to scroll way down here to get all the way to Alibaba, which is at 35 here, it's only worth $318 billion at this point, even though it was worth something probably like $700 or $800 billion before. So this is just having a massive effect on the Chinese economy. The fact that they're saying it's growing right now is unbelievable. I mean, we're seeing massive wealth being sucked out of this economy, and it's just unprecedented at this point, how much wealth has fallen out of the Chinese economy. I mean, it tumbled 40%. I mean, the entire Chinese economy basically dropped 40% at that point, right? We're having massive defaults from real estate companies in China, and it's not getting any better. If anything, more companies are defaulting because there's less work to be done, less people, there's less demand for actual, and it's not even that it's demand, but it's like they're unable to make a profit at this point off of this real estate, right? Even though there's still high demand. Obviously, the fact that, you know, Evergreen isn't able to pay its debts means that it's in a horrible position to where it's not able to make enough profit to keep itself afloat. And if they go down, which they're seeming to be going down right now, it's very possible this could have an even more negative effect on the Chinese economy, and it could cause massive problems. But the aftermath of the global financial crisis saw the rise of Chinese technology companies whose market caps swelled thanks to new business models and access to a massive market. But the government's tech sector crackdown and tensions with the U.S. have reversed these fortunes. So obviously, after the 2008 financial crisis, China kind of came on as, you know, tried to compete with the United States as a global hegemon. While the United States was in a massive downturn, China was in a massive, you know, bull market at that point. But now we're seeing the opposite, where the United States is trying to sort of recover, trying to kind of get itself out of this inflationary period. And China right now is actually raising or lowering interest rates to try and get, you know, everything back on track, because their economy is contracting and restricting more than anywhere else in the rest of the world. And it's very possible that this is foreshadowing what will happen in other countries and the rest of the world at this point. But the outlook for Chinese companies' equities will depend on how serious the U.S. is about stopping the flow of funds into China, said Toru Nashiyama, chief economist at the Economic Research Department at the Dai-ichi Life Research Institute. So, yes, the United States is absolutely a rival with China at this point, and a lot of money is flowing from the United States into China, but is it going to continue doing that? Because the Chinese economy is, it's going through serious problems right now. I mean, Alibaba is at 30, it was, you know, ranked ninth, and now it's at 35th largest asset. I mean, what's going on here? Same with Tencent. I mean, it was at number seven, it was ahead of Tesla, and now it's, you know, at 14th, it's behind, if I look at infinite market cap here, it's behind, you know, Berkshire Hathaway and NVIDIA and Facebook. It might get surpassed by Visa. Ethereum might be worth more than 10 cents soon. I mean, we'll see what happens, but I mean, really anything could happen at this point. So if you guys like this video, please consider subscribing and liking this video. I'll see you in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.